This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two top U.S. Homeland Security officials defended the Trump administration's border policies on Capitol Hill, occurring on Wednesday. It's a day after newly released data showed that a spike in the number of undocumented families crossing into the United States. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Kevin McClellan faced lawmakers' questions over how arriving asylum seekers and undocumented migrants are treated in U.S. custody, as well as the extent to which President Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency along the southern U.S. border aligns with the situation on the ground. The Venezuelan government has ordered the expulsion of Germany's ambassador because of his support of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is engaged in a political battle with President Nicolas Maduro. The government said in a statement that Ambassador Daniel Kriener had 48 hours to leave for what it said was Kriener's meddling in Venezuela's internal affairs. The order came after Kriener met with Guaido at Caracas Airport Monday. At a hearing on sexual assaults in the military, Arizona Senator Martha McSally shared her experience, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McSally was the first female Air Force fighter pilot to fly in combat and is also a sexual assault survivor.
In one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally says she reacted like many victims and did not report what happened.
I didn't trust the system at the time.
She did speak up years later and was so horrified by the response, she nearly quit the Air Force.
I felt the system was raping me all over again.
Military sexual assault reports jumped nearly 10% in 2017. Defense officials have argued that shows more trust in the system and a greater willingness to report the crime, rather than indicating there are actually more assaults. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News.